Blog Talk Radio.
You too.
Well, God bless you.
God,
it's good to have you there, Reverend Engel. How are you doing
today,
Alex?
Yes, yes.
Reverend.
I'm doing good. Moved out here and starting my own church over here.
Amen.
Need some funds from the other. And, we're doing a good work. We're helping, we're helping out the homeless. And
Amen.
That's what we got to do, you know, because
yeah,
Jesus,
amen.
When he was walking the earth, he was helping the homeless, you know. So, amen.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's
you know what
$100, and I do too. We try to do
amen.
That.
Amen.
That's in Isaiah 58:6-8. Is this not the fast I've chosen, loose the bonds of wickedness under the heavy burden, to let the press go? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry? And that is what God has called. That is the fast. Many people think it's a spiritual fast and not eating. But that's the fast God have called in the day, then and as well as now.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, it's important that, I mean, everybody thinks a pastor's life is really easy, that all we have to do is do Wednesday and Sunday. But they don't realize what's behind the scenes. Okay? Okay, there's counseling daily. Okay? But, I mean, it's just not a Wednesday, Sunday operation. Okay? And it's amazing. It's how the people are, believe that the pastors, we work 24/7 most of the time.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, and we're probably the most underpaid.
That is right.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
How was your day, sir? How was your day, sir?
My day's good. I'm here in Walmart right now. And,
amen.
Riding a little scooter. just called called you guys. I just called you guys. You know, I was actually hearing the playback yesterday, and I heard you all were going to have the pastor's corner. So that's why I called.
Amen.
Yeah, we want to do this every Friday, where pastors where we can get together and talk about issues, okay, that goes on in our church and things around
amen.
Us.
Amen.
And okay, and get prayer for the needed, and if we all need prayer as well, we can support each
amen.
Other.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
And, praise reports and testimonies, okay?
And show off
amen.
My dear.
Yeah, that's what
amen.
I like.
A pastor can.
Yeah.
I was trying to find you. I was trying to find you for months until a friend of mine told me that you changed like accounts. So that's why you probably didn't hear from me for a while because I didn't know that. You changed the account. So, amen. Was that because of the trolls?
Well, yeah, and then a very ungodly man by the name of Pastor Kent.
Yeah.
Some things
I heard about him.
Yeah. Yeah, but
he's
we ain't gonna call no names. We're just gonna bless him. Okay.
You know, and he's causing a lot of problems. So I had to close that account, and then just open a brand new ministry, and I called a guy Rainbow Ministry.
Well, I hope you don't close this account because last Sunday I was listening to the Tony Talk Show. And he was talking about how he's also the owner or co-owner with you for God's Rainbow Ministries?
No.
Yes. So, yeah, I was just like, man, this guy is insane.
Yeah, he is. He thinks whatever I do, okay, is his. Okay, and you know.
Yeah.
But I can't get rid of him for some reason.
Man, he's just like excuse my language. I don't want to offend anybody, but he's like the herpes. You can't get rid of him.
Yeah, I know. The first time I got on radio was with him back in 2015. He asked me to join to help him out, and he decided to leave. And then, you know, because he left, he figures that he owns everything, you know.
Oh.
And he wasn't paying a dime for Block Talk. I was. Okay?
Wow.
So, yeah, he never helped me with one single cent for the 3 years overall. Almost a year and a half, 2 years.
I was gonna ask you a couple of weeks ago on the Tony Talk Show. I don't know. I think it was somebody trying to play us like a splice. I don't know if it was you or it was somebody with a voice recorder that recorded you, but it sounded like the guy was drunk and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know. I heard
think...
it. I haven't called the Tony Gaga show in months. Okay.
Yeah, and they spiced your words into saying something, and it got Tony really, really mad.
I know.
It was something in, like about his mother. I was like tripping out, you know. I'm like, what's up with these trolls?
I don't know. But that was past Kent, because he answered the telephone call from a 506 area code, and that's where Pastor
is,
Canada. Okay, and it was it was past Kent that was playing recording. Okay. And he somehow or another voiced over something and made it sound like I was saying things to Tony.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I was like, man, that's really horrible, you know, because Tony just lost his mother, you know. So
yeah, I know.
I was like,
yeah.
What's going on? What is going on here?
Yeah. And plus, you know, there's the one recording, okay, where it was me cussing. That was me angry at past tense, okay, and I got to the point where he got me so mad that I actually started cussing, and that's not like me, okay?
Yeah. We all sin, you know. As long as we repent, Christ got our back.
Oh yeah, yeah. I repented afterwards. Okay, I was like, I don't know why I did that. Okay, and
we're human,
not letting anything bother me anymore. Okay, I'm not.
That's awesome.
I'm not going to sit there and let these people get to me.
That's right. Yeah. I've had this guy named Stan Dorse try to imitate me on Tony Talk, and that wasn't me on there. And he was saying something about some guy named Fat Boy. I don't know who that is, but he was imitating me. He was saying that. Because, see, I had a little fallout with Clay Douglas. Somebody said that I was imitating him, and that's not true. And I think they were doing the meet and greet, and they said that I was the impersonator of the meet and greet. And I had never been to no meet and greet with Clay Douglas or any other person in there. And so
right.
I was just like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I know. Your voice is almost like, you know, Clay Douglas, but not.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
he's
why.
Got more, he's got more of a draw, okay?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, to his repertoire, okay? So
yes, he does.
Yeah, you know. We okay. Let me bring back Pastor Wanda. So Pastor Wanda.
The phone,
what
I
happened?
Hit the wrong button. I hit the wrong button. But it's all right. I'm coming back home. I'm not going anywhere. The Lord, I'm right here.
All right. That's
I'm right
great.
Here.
Okay.
I told God to have called me back. I'm being still. I'm on my bed to be able to minister and talk on any subject that God wants. And I thank God for my brother coming back and God can reconnect you all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Does anybody got any praise reports they want to give? Okay, what they want to give thanks to the Lord for this week?
Oh, right, praise the Lord.
Okay. First of
women
all,
first. Women first.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to give thanks for who he is, the head of my life, and he's always faithful, loving Father, compassion. I thank God for chastisement. I thank you that he's forgiven, Father. I thank you for salvation, grace, mercy. I thank you for the truth. I thank you for the covenant. I thank you for the ark. I thank you for the word because it is true. I thank you for breathing life in each and every one of us, each and every day. I thank you for the body of Christ. I thank you for salvation. I thank him for not leaving us to the wrath of God and Satan, the enemy, and hell. I thank you for eternity. I thank you that I can call upon his name. He's a faithful and just God. I thank him that he has so many names that we can call Abba. I thank him that he's got this Holy Spirit, his anointing, the call that he has. I thank him for the kingdom. I thank him for the will. I thank him for the cross, but most of all, thank God for Jesus. Thank you for
Amen.
The example. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, understand. Thank him for 3 days in hell. I thank him for the cross. I thank him for taking all the sin of the world. I thank him for calling us out of darkness to a glorious light. I thank him that I can sit in his presence. I thank him for the blood. I thank him for revelation. I thank him for the exit. I thank him for bringing out stronghold bondage. I thank him that we are blessed to have a holy God that sits on his throne and earth with his foot through. I thank him that we can commune with him. I thank him that we can fellowship with the brother. We can break bread. I thank him for giving us an example. There's so much I can thank God for. Thank you for life. Thank you for being his hands and feet. Thank you for being his servant ambassador. Thank you for his call. Thank him for the living water, the bread of life. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you for basic instructions before leaving this earth. Thank you for saving our soul. Thank him for giving salvation because you can't get salvation anywhere. Thank you that he didn't give up on us. Thank you for the everlasting love. Thank you for eternity. Thank you for the heaven. Thank you for the angels. I thank you for the every breath. Everything, I thank him. And I love him. I love him. Thank you for delivering, healing, and restoring, restoration, resurrection power. Thank you for breaking every stronghold. Thank him that he place his mighty righteous right hand upon us. Thank you that he covers us. And thank you for the atonement. There's so much I can thank you for the covenant.
Amen.
Thank you that we're on a winning team and we have victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you that we can stand on the word and every word is true and flawless. I thank him for healing, delivering, restoring. There's so much I can thank God for. If I had 10,000 tongues, I'm not just saying because in the word of God. I thank him that nobody else, he's a living God in Psalm 18:46. I thank him for who he is. As he said in Exodus 3:14, I am who I say I am. He don't need no explanation, but he's a glorious, holy, majestic. Oh, everything. Thank you. I can praise, worship him. Thank you. I can dance before him. Thank you for who he have created me to be. Thank you.
Amen.
Woo, for my family. Thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for the church. Thank you for everything. See, and he's my everything. I can't do nothing without him. And the praise report, he's faithful and a just, and he's a forgiving father. Thank you that we can repent.
Yeah.
So it's so much that I can thank him for, because, see, I could have been dead and gone, but he has a reason. Thank you for he raising a standard. When the enemy came like a flood, he raised the standard for each and every one, just like my brother on that today and my brother Annette, pastor. I thank him for everyone that has a position in the body of Christ. I thank him for the tests and trials. I thank him for rejection, persecution. I can thank, keep going on, because, see, that's what I thank him for. I thank him for everything, even with the hurt, the pain, even when losing a loved one. I can thank him today. Because I know who he is and I know who I am. When you know who he is, you then you can understand he's in control. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You. I think you covered it all. Okay?
Wow. That's what he's been having me to do. He's been having me to do this.
That,
because,
that woman is on fire.
Amen.
Yes, I'm on fire. And you know what? If it weren't for Jesus, I wouldn't be here. None of you would be, but I have that relationship that knowing I'm supposed to be dead and gone, but every time he steps in, the blood covers me. And I can be able to speak, today, and I can speak bold as a lion for the kingdom of God. I can speak for real.
I can just hear him roar.
I can, the master, that he's my master, my Lord. And I have a new life today. I have a new life. When I want to make it, I have a new life. Woo.
Yes, you do.
Come on, come on, come on.
The way.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
You do.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, Lord, thank you.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Well, Reverend, what about you?
Yeah.
Well, I thank God that he saved me.
Thank you, Lord.
He cleaned me. I was a wretched man. I was blind, but now I see.
Yeah. Hey.
But now
thank
I see.
Lord.
He broke those shackles, those scales,
hallelujah,
off of my eyes, and they
amen
fell down. And now I can see. I praise God for the ground I walk on, the air I breathe, and
yes,
everything. Because God, without God, we're nothing. We are nothing.
Amen.
You know, and I just praise God. I remember one time. I was preaching on John, but I took one of the things that a lot of people don't talk about is how many people leave Christ. John 6:66 says that they walk the way.
Yes.
And you know, those are the people. Those people are missing out on all the blessings that God got for them. You know,
that's
sometimes
true.
You plant seeds. And we let it grow. God takes care of the rest. And
amen.
They're just missing out. They're just missing out on what God has for them.
Yes,
I praise
yes
God.
Yes, they are.
I praise God.
Without God,
I mean,
amen.
Without that mighty God, a living God that breathes, that has power in his hand, the creator, the maker, many think they got all these many gods, but there's only one Jesus. But I
amen
tell you what, without him, you nothing. I don't care what you have in this
amen
earth. I don't care how much money you have. I have never seen a hearse driving the money
to
the bank and bearing it with you. If they bear it, they're going to dig it back up and somebody else is spending it. See, it is
amen
the right that God has given us. I know I looked and I said, Lord, you, now today, I'd rather have Jesus than everything in this world, because if you got Jesus, you got everything. When I have a situation, he give me anything I desire, but it's desire knowing who he is. and the relationship and knowing who loved me. All this stuff right here don't mean anything. Everything here, everything been supernatural, a miracle working God. What I have, and my pastor, that's my pastor, and this is my brother, Reverend. I showed pastor, and pastor know I was going through something, and I had lost a child. But I tell you what, my God have been faithful, and I kept persevering. I liked to slip and fail, but he didn't let me, you know, he said, if a man falls seven times, let me tell you something. I said, Lord, I can't do this. I'm hurting. I'm going through this. You haven't brought me through this. If you haven't been tested and tried, you don't have a testimony. I hear so many people, I got to see a before. I don't need anybody. You will need Jesus. You will bow before him, and you will confess him, Lord. He is who he say he is. If they don't bow today, you will bow when you see him. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I know.
Every knee
you can
shall
humble
bow
yourself
in
the mighty hands of God, or you,
right.
Sir, you can humble yourself, or he can humble you. So, there's a lot of things going on in the world, and they think God is off guard, but he's not. He sees and knows everything. So,
well,
God,
we've got a bunch of
callers.
We've got a bunch of callers.
God. Go ahead, God. Amen.
And I hope these callers are godly callers, because if they're not godly
in
callers,
name. In Jesus
please
name.
Hang up. Okay, because, you
okay.
know,
amen.
This is a pastor's corner. And we want pastors, okay, or evangelists, or rabbis, okay, or ministers, okay, to call in and give praise report and testimony about their week, okay, in church. So if you're not godly callers, please hang up now before I decide to bring some of you on, okay? All right? I'm going to take the first person that has been here the longest, waiting, okay? Hello, you're on the air, and who do we have?
Joshua Lesnar,
broken every one of my homes, was the best commander of my life. I was supposed to be uprighteous. I love you, Titan. Okay, they're playing a tape, okay? Let's see who we got the next one.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Yep.
Jesus. Jesus.
We got the devil right here.
Yep.
The devil's trying to get in the phone
line. Let me see. We might have a caller here. Let's see.
Hello.
Thank you, Father God. Oh. Thank you. We're going to bless him. We're going to bless
him. Okay, let's hear. Okay.
Don't answer.
Why don't you just stop taking calls?
Hello, you're
that's
on the air.
That's what I said. Don't take them.
Okay, well, yeah, we're just going
to
continue our discussion. Okay, I wanted to get some of these callers that were on. I was pressing the one key. And,
you know, the demons got to play. The demons got to play.
The demons got to play.
They don't have no authority. They cannot play. They have no authority.
See, when there's two or more gathered.
We bind every spirit up in the mighty name of Jesus and call forth the fire to surround this ministry, around this radio station, around the ones, the listeners, the ones that speaking for God. They have no authority. Because he said, use your authority
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I have zero tolerance because people are dying
right.
without knowing Jesus. So he can play all
that's
the
right.
I don't give no authority. I call on Jesus and then I speak.
That's so true.
I don't give no leeway because if you get a toenail in there, he ain't got no authority. We have it's more of us than them. We have everything from the kingdom to back
like
us up.
Like a battle toad.
We have everything from the kingdom. Thus says the Lord of hosts, we got the blood
against,
that covers us.
The battle against principalities has already been won. Okay? We just got to sit there and, you know, for some reason, they know this is a godly show.
Okay.
And they don't want to be godly.
Okay, brother, can I read something to you today? I'm going to tell you what God just gave me as a sign. I thank you, Father God, for your word. I just want to thank you because the victory already been won in 1 Corinthians 15, 56, and 57. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who give us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I will be in Matthew 26, 39.
Okay.
All right, but I'm gonna go for my hope. I'm gonna go for my hope note. Okay. My hope is in Jesus. Our hope is in Jesus. My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want you, your will to be done, not mine. See, the will of God is not our will; it's the Father, just like Jesus. Okay. Before the resurrection, Jesus had to go through the Garden of Gethsemane. Down to the road of Gotha and to the cross.
Yes.
Those were his biggest challenge. The enemy, this is what God gave me. I just got this. I turned my Bible. The enemy is always fighting us the hardest when he knows we are close to our victory. It is there where the most people give up. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was so distraught over what he had brought about to face. He was in such agony in his spirit, not in his flesh, in his spirit, that his sweat, great drop of blood. After all, he was about to take on all the sin, sickness, and shame of all mankind throughout all eternity and the punishment for it. But do you know what he did? The scripture said, because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross in Hebrews 12:2. His focus on the victory on the other side, he was focused on you and me. When he said, Father, if it's not your willing, your will to take this cup from me, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. It's there in the garden that he made a decision to hold on to the purpose, to have a purpose. That's why all this is going on. We have been tested. God had to place on his life. He made that decision to stay in faith. And God sent the angels to strengthen him. Do you feel like that when you're in the garden right now? Everything has come against you. You don't see the natural how it's going to make it.
Amen.
I believe that God is saying today, don't give up, don't give up, don't give up, don't
That's
look,
right.
ahead,
don't
look
give
ahead, because victory is in sight. I have created you
That's
for
right.
something great. Hold on to the promise. Keep on believing. Keep on hoping. Keep on praying and keep on watching. Your breakthrough is coming in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, you know,
that's right, sir.
I've been doing this for 3 years. Well, a little bit over 3 years now. Really going on close to four. And you know, this March will be 4 years of getting on the radio. Okay, almost every day, except past maybe last 8 months, I've been taking Monday off. Okay.
Amen.
And and God gives me the power to do this. You know, I mean, radio costs money. I don't ask people for it. Okay, I pay it myself. Okay, okay, that's what I'm in this for. Okay, if I could bring one person to know God every day.
Yes.
Okay, then I know I've done the work. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The what's so exciting about what God have allowed me to do, that I haven't did anything. He brought me out of darkness to glorious light, and I had to surrender. I had to lay everything down to serve a living God. I had to walk away from kids. I had to walk away from kids, companies, the world, myself, my agenda to serve a living God, to do his will. And the call that he called me, and I walked away from three times, and they kept praying for me. They said, when God bring wonder, it'll be order, because God has favor on me, okay? Because I haven't been with him. I didn't die so many times. And you know, when you don't know your purpose and your call, and then he called and placed you someplace that is unfamiliar, just like with the 12 disciples. Everybody was about their own agenda. And Jesus interrupts. When he comes, he interrupts. It's a good interruption. Mm-hmm. Just like with a funeral. Back in the day,
right.
He interrupted. Back in fornication, he interrupted. Back when they want to stone somebody, he interrupted. I can keep on going how Jesus interrupted for a divine purpose. So when he called me, he's the greatest interrupter. Okay? But when
he interrupts,
there's something great behind what he wants to do in your life because he knows the plan and purpose,
right.
Like in Jeremiah. So when I walked away from everything, he called me to something that not familiar, but he just wanted to use it. He would say, I have equipped it, anointed, and call you. He had me over 100 and some people, 7 days a week, 365 days, and slept 2 hours overseeing his sheep, praying, sitting in the presence three times a day, reading the word, intake, training up people. He'll send 10,000 people. I didn't go anywhere to serve him. And to make sure all the ladies, no matter what walk of life, see, this is what God showed me. I asked God, I said, Lord, it's a lot of noise, Pastor. Everything that I
I'm sorry. I think that's me. I'm in Walmart right now.
Okay.
So a lot of kids are yelling.
The Lord,
so.
He called me and to train up people. Okay. He called me when I know... they said I had a mental challenge and all this, but let me tell you, God, he raised me up to be able to take care. They said I never do nothing, but I look at my life today. I said I was everything of a sinner, but he have washed my slate clean, drug at all, everything in the world. But I tell you, I wouldn't change my life for nothing today because it's not my life. It's nevertheless I live, but Christ who lives in me. I pick up my cross daily and follow him. I go through a lot, but Jesus, when I look at what Jesus went through for me to have the call that he has called, it's a kingdom call. It's not a natural call. But if you call in your friends or loved one, they busy or their phone is off. But when you call on God, when you call on the name of Jesus, he always answers. So when I look back at my life, he always answers. Okay, it might not be what you want it to be, but he calls you for his purpose, his glory, for him to get glory, not you to get glory. And he wants to put you somewhere and say, look what I have done. That's why you have to go through things, just like Job. You might lose everything, but when you got God, you got everything. People might turn their back on you, but God won't turn their back because in Hebrews 13:5, he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. So ashes to beauty, from glory to glory to glory. But when I tell you, I can't change it. My life is written. I want to be in the book of life. I want to know the kingdom. I want to have eternal life. It's not about, you can't buy salvation. You can't buy eternal. You can't buy heaven. You can't buy God. You can't buy the anointing that God. You can't even buy the Holy Spirit. You can't buy the gifts or the talent. But when you know God, he give you what you didn't have. And it's so awesome what he give you. See, what he gives. And his,
you can't get the fruit
of the Spirit. You can't get the joy of the Lord in your strength when you're weak, and you can't get when you was dying. What he's saying in Ezekiel, he said when the blood was crying out and you was about dead, could nobody redeem you, heal you, restore you, but that great shepherd. Nobody can't buy none of this. I see many people say, I'm going to buy this, but can you buy your way in heaven? You cannot. You can't have nothing of the kingdom if you love money. Oh, my God.
That's right.
So when
God takes all this stuff, and when you surrender
to the master, oh, my God.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
The most
Smash.
Wonderful life. He have that laughter. I know I laugh and you get, and dance before him. And then when he give you wisdom, when he said you were foolish, now he said the foolish confound the wise. But all this, when he give it to you, it is not something that the world can give you. It is what Jesus, hallelujah, and you can talk and you can look up and say, I thank you, Daddy. I thank you for being the love of my soul, the bishop of my soul. I thank you for who you are. You are
Amen.
Living. And then when he give you music and show you supernatural power, oh, my God, holly, I got to get up, I tell you. And when you feel the presence of him, oh, my, get it on. And when he give you something that nobody can give you, oh, my God,
that's right.
Hallelujah. I'm going to run out of here in my own place that God give me. And then we get bowed before him and reverence and honor him. And when people think you might be crazy or drunk, but you're drunk in the Lord. Hallelujah. A spiritual.
Hallelujah.
When he touches you. And when you smell him. And when you know it's his master coming. And he said, this is what I'm going to do. So you see, open up doors that no man can open. And close them that no man can close. And when he said, try me. And then when you can, knowing that everything belongs to him, the breath you breathe. And just like he said in Malachi 3:10, will a man rob God?
That's right.
And then when you know, Lord, this ain't my money. This is all belong to you. Hallelujah. And when you pay
me,
try me. And then you can scream, shout, don't care. The wigs fall off. And I tell you, you close
right.
and be like David. David
was
David.
Right.
And then you can laugh about it because you know you ain't that big. And know you are protected, covered by the master.
Ooh. Ooh.
And then you know my provider, he's coming. My maker.
Amen.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
My everything is going to take care of me. Doing
that's
everything
right,
else might be going failing, but he won't fail. Hallelujah.
No, he won't.
Oh, don't get me started preaching, Daisy.
He does not know the word failure.
Yeah,
okay.
He can't lie. He can't lie.
That's right. That's
he
right.
He's not a man that can lie.
Nope.
He's not a man that can lie. And then
everyone
he brings the right people. When he takes you from one
deceived.
People, wait a minute, but when he changes your heart and mind and soul through the word of God, when he watches it, and when he moves you from that black table that the enemy
yeah,
had you dangling from, eating
Amen.
Off it, and then he gives you the right table, the keys of the kingdom, and he said, I will come set with you. Come on now.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
And then when he says,
somebody says something.
I have never
right.
seen the righteous forsaken of their seed beg of bread. And the righteous, and we in right standing with God when we was outstanding.
Right.
But Jesus came and gave us and put us back in right standing. Hallelujah. Those are right. And then you can get on your knees and say, even when your body.
Ooh, right get on your knees.
And then
right.
you can call on Isaiah 53:5, healed by his stripes. Knowing that you can confess and trust and believe. That's all you got to do. Believe and trust.
Amen.
And speak that word
yeah.
over you. And then you can touch yourself and
that's
anoint
right.
yourself with oil.
Trust.
Come on,
trust.
Jesus. Come on, Daddy.
You got to trust.
And then
help
when
trust.
You take the
yeah.
scales off your eyes and so you
that's
can
right. your
see.
Scales. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm talking about all those blinders, all those distractions, everything. And then
yes.
you open your eyes and see what he sees.
Yes.
And when he
yes.
cries, he opens and that allows you to see what he sees and he cries. And that's why a lot of people, I don't know why God don't cry. Yes, he do. He cries. I don't know what makes the people think we just got the same nature. We got the same DNA as God.
That's right.
See, I don't have the same DNA when I was born with. I got the DNA of God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
I love,
come on
and
now.
Then you can love your enemies. And you can love your enemies. Because, see, when he changed from changing with behind, renewing your mind, and you can forgive the ones that didn't hurt you so bad.
Oh, yeah.
And God, and he tends to you, and then you can feed them, clothe them, and do the things that God told you, and to be that example and be that light in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm having a good day.
Yeah,
yeah
man,
thank
right.
you, Lord.
Oh, you are,
and then you can go out
on,
and help somebody
you
else.
You are on fire
and you
tonight.
Can go back and help somebody else that you've been through what they've been through. But some people, I ain't scared to give a testimony. The testimony is how God has brought you through it so you can help somebody else. Not keeping your mouth closed and saying, I don't want to tell because people might say, yes, I did drugs, but God delivered me from it. I was sick, but God healed me. I was a prostitute, but now I'm a pastor. All this mess, now I'm a message. Everything that you go through,
yeah.
God already knows. It's already in the Bible.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So what
Amen.
You're trying to cover and hide something, and that's where your breakthrough might
that's
be
right.
coming. Your miracle. Everything
that's
might be coming right then and there. But many people, I can't, I won't, they so dignified, and God said, lay everything down and just tell what God I brought you through. And they ain't going to believe it because, see, that's another thing. If you're not ashamed of him, that's another form that God is saying. A lot of people are ashamed to tell where they've been, but tell them who brought you through it, who delivered, who healed, restored, who covered you, who protected you, and you're supposed to be dead and gone, but God said, I want to use you for my glory. That is one of my vessels. That is one of my testimonies.
Right.
That telling what God have done. That's who's going to give me glory. That's who's going to tell it ain't nobody but God. See, I have to tell what the goodness and glory of God. When I couldn't walk, now I can walk, talk. This ain't even my vocal box. God restored it with man said, never talk. Said I'd never be able to do anything. I got to tell somebody that it ain't nobody but Jesus. It ain't nobody but Jesus, the blood. And he spoke when I'm supposed to be dead. Hallelujah. I'm here. Lost my mind, but I have a mind of Christ. Hallelujah.
How you doing? Good.
All right.
And so it's so bad that you better open your mouth and tell what God did.
That's right.
Amen. Well, you know
what?
That's the testimony. Revelation 12:11. Hallelujah, God.
That's right.
It's getting about that time, okay? Well, I'm going to do an altar call, okay?
All right, do it. Praise the Lord.
We're going to try to save people tonight, okay? We got two pastors and a reverend here, okay? And we're going to see if we can try to get people to come to the Lord tonight. So I'm going to ask people one question. If you do not know the Lord, you're going to get a chance to know him in a moment. Well, I want to ask you, are you tired of walking around aimlessly through life, not knowing which way is up or down? Are you tired, of not being successful? Are you tired of not being happy or having any joy in your life? Some of those questions, or maybe you know you suffer from depression or anxieties. Or maybe you've fallen down to an affliction such as drug addiction or alcoholism, sexual immorality, gambling or overeating. Okay, you see, God can take that away. But guess what, folks? If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. Okay, so the key is to get to know God. So I'm going to ask you. Do you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight? If you do, please just say the simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive the gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So you.
If you just
thank
said
you,
this prayer. You know, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. And we want to say,
yes.
May the Lord bless you and may you always be highly favored. Okay?
Yes.
And,
amen.
Okay, we've got a telephone number and we want you to call in.
Come on, guys.
Area code 657-383-1487. Once again,
yes.
That's 657-383-1487. 1487 and press the 1 key. You see, when you press the 1 key, you come on live and you can tell us, okay, in the world, that you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So be that first caller and do so, because you might trickle in 100 more, okay? See, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, okay, all the angels in heaven is rejoicing.
That's right.
Okay? Okay, so won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
I want to play a song, okay? Okay, while people think about calling in. And it's a beautiful song. And I'm sure everybody knows it as soon as they hear it. So here we go. Amen. Amen.
was really good.
Who sings it?
Amen, amen. Great tears for y'all. That's all grace and mercy.
Amen.
God riches at Christ's expense.
That's right. That's
yes.
right. Okay.
Yes.
Without grace, where would we be?
We would be in a mess. Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh.
Well.
We have a good night. Yes. All glory go to God.
Amen. That's right.
I hope and pray we get some callers in here that accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Okay?
Amen.
I know they're out there. Okay? You just got to be brave and call in. You know?
Amen.
I hope we don't get that raccoon guy.
Amen.
Which one is that?
I think that's Richard Hopper.
Oh, yeah. The one that says, he's already called in. He was one of them that said wrecked him earlier. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But we have God for mercy.
Is that all he says? Is that the only word he says?
That and anal.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, I know. That's the only two words I've ever heard him say. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, damn Hopper brothers are crazy.
Yes, they are. I mean, they and now,
oh my goodness.
Okay.
I think they got too much vaccines when they were little.
Too many vaccines does that to you.
Yeah. Well, you know what. Is claiming to be a boy.
Oh, yeah, the Hopper brothers.
Yeah, he's, and now he's saying in a few months he's gonna be a Catholic priest. Yeah.
That's been a word. Oh, thank you, Lord, for laughing. Thank you. Ooh.
Yeah.
I wonder when they go to the stores, they're like, oh no, here comes some Hopper brothers. I wonder if they're Burger King, how do they know that Richard wants a hamburger if he's going to say raccoon all the time, you know?
I guess he points. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a raccoon burger unless you're in the South in Louisiana. They eat everything there.
But the problem is, he's not saying raccoon. He's saying rectum. Okay?
Rectum.
Rectum.
Rectum. He's saying rectum. Rectum.
Saying rectum, but rectum. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I was saying raccoon at first too.
Then I had to really listen, and I said, "Okay, he's talking about the record."
Like, oh my god! Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
I was like,
"I thank God, no, you know, that means that laughing thing because I've been out all day." and I've been tested and tried. I think I know I needed that. Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't laughed this hard in God knows when. I'm telling you. Ooh,
well, that's a good one. We all got to have a good laugh, man. You know?
That's a good one.
We give her things a nice top of brothers because it can still make us laugh when we think of them. You know?
Oh, man. Did you see that last video he did where he has tape around his glasses? That is, I'm like,
yeah,
it's only 30, like 30 bucks to get glasses.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but, you know, he recently got new glasses, though.
I see.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not made out of tape?
He got a donation by Benjamin Buford Kane that calls the Tony Guy.
Oh, Benjamin Buford Fontaine. He hacked Tony's show last Sunday.
I know. I was looking through it. Believe it.
I was like, huh?
It was a train wreck.
Oh, yeah.
We just got to pray for him.
He's going to start on Monday, trying to hack Monday. Okay?
You better not.
Yeah.
You better not do that.
I'm praying that he don't, okay? But supposedly, I hear he's supposed to be going for mine.
Well, I pray that it doesn't happen. I pray that God has his hand on your radio show, and it won't happen.
Yeah, me too. I've been praying every night before I get on the air. I pray that we do not get hacked by Benjamin Buford Fontaine. And
Oh no, now that you said that, he might go on, he might call you. Oh my God.
I don't know. Okay. If he does call, I'll take his call and be a gentleman to him. Okay.
But treat him like any other prank call.
Yeah, but treat him like any other prank caller. Pastor Juan, are you still there? Oh my! Don't tell me the phone went out. Pastor Juan, are you still there? According to this, my phone is still connected. Okay. Yeah, let me know if you can hear me. Okay. We got Mr. Finkelback, Reverend Finkelback. Okay.
I think
Finkel?
That was Fontaine that hacked me. Yeah, I don't know what happened. We were talking about Fontaine, and all of a sudden, my phone goes out.
Okay. I was just wondering, you know, because all of a sudden it got real quiet. Okay.
I was like,
wow. Speaking of the devil.
That was the devil.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I just pray nothing happens, because I know Tony was, man, you should have heard him. He was nervous.
Yeah, he had anxiety.
He was a broken down man.
He was upset. That would really nerve me too if I don't have control of my cue, okay? And I can't. I would, you know, that can, you know, pretty much wreck your show, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and he's too nice of a guy, okay, for people to do that to him, you know.
And did you know that Rico is working for Fontaine now?
Yeah. He's the All-American Rico Martini.
I don't know how he could be All-American if he's from Cuba. But
yeah,
okay.
I know.
I guess.
He can't sing. Okay. He thinks he can.
He can play guitar. That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good guitar player. I give him that. Okay. But as far as anything else goes, nope. He got my vote.
Yes. Well, you know what, Pastor? I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let Pastor Juan go and have yourselves a good night. And I pray that God's angels are around you, and God bless you too, and that you would carry on God's work.
Well, thank you very much, dear Reverend Finkel, and please call back whenever you want to.
Okay, thank you very much, there, Pastor Ken.
You're welcome.
And Pastor Wanda, you take care of yourself too, lady, sweetie.
Pastor Wanda, are you there?
Oh, she probably went to the bathroom or something.
Yeah,
but,
could be.
Yeah. All right, then. I'll let you go.
All right.
Have yourself
a
good night.
Yeah,
all right.
Tonight.
Good night.
Good night.
You too. Good night.
Bye-bye. Well, that was a good Reverend Finkel. And it's always a pleasure to have good people on. Okay, we had a really great night tonight on the Pastor's Corner. Well, I want to play some more music here because we haven't got a chance to play any music. And here we go. Let's just have some fun with some music. Here we go.
Bye.
caller, okay, let me bring him on the line. Every code 337. Oh, well, you're on the air. Yep, that's the wrecking, brother. Okay, we're gonna get ready to close this out for tonight. Okay, it's been a good night. We had the Reverend Finkel and Pastor Wanda with us. So I'm going to let Tony F. give us a closing prayer, and then we're going to go out with a closing song.
Not so much a prayer, but I want all of you tonight to feel safe, warm, and secure. Know that God loves you. He's always there when you need him, and all you have to do is ask. It's that simple. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All righty. Well, let's just go with a closing song. Here we go. God bless you, and may you have a good night. Good night, folks.